What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller. Welcome to another Gregway in the Car. Gregway in the Car. I still have the tie up. Didn't take it down. Didn't think about it. I'm not going to try to do it while I drive now. On my way to work. Thank you to someone. Sorry, I should look this before. Somebody tweeted me. I saw this morning reminding me to put the thing in from the Gregway yesterday about the meeting reminder, you know, basically the relay for Super Chats. It worked. You tweeted me. I put it into my Slack. Now I just got to remember on Friday to do it, but I should set a reminder on my Slack. Everybody tweet at me and say, set a Slack reminder, and I'll remind myself about the message. What a fucking day, guys. I'm so goddamn excited right now. Driving into work, it, of course, is Wednesday, August 30th. That means that today is the day. Paris Lilly is on the ground. He has landed in San Francisco. He is inbound to the office. I am inbound to the office, and we will be doing our review of Starfield. My excitement does not come from what I think of the game. Don't try to read into this that I'm excited because I loved it. I'm excited because I hate it. I want to tear it apart. I'm excited because, like, this is kind of why you do the damn thing, right? Like, here's this gigantic game coming out. Everyone's very excited about it. Imagine Dragons did a song about it today, which I like. I mean, I have terrible taste in music, but I listened to it. I was like, all right, cool. I like this. But right, there's this giant thing happening in our industry. There's this giant game that, you know, coming from this giant studio, like all eyes are on them and we've all played it. And again, and what I love the most about how we are, I've had little conversations, little snippets, little questions here and there, with Barrett or Blessing or nothing with Paris, a little bit, you know, not even like, what do you think of it as much as like, what about this, what about that? Like, we are all bursting with information and opinions that the others don't know. And I am so fucking excited to sit down for this games cast today and finally pop the cork and just say everything that's been on my mind and try to, you know, these thoughts that I've been going. I woke up today at like 5:30, which is unlike me. I don't usually wake up before my alarm because I'm exhausted. I have no idea what cued it in my brain today, but I did, and I immediately went to, all right, what am I saying today? What am I trying to say today? Do I need to, I should do some bullet points so I make sure I hit certain things, but I feel like this and that, and like, of course, I feel like anytime you do a podcast, but a review podcast, right, it's very much the Mike Tyson quote of, you know, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face, right? Like, I could sit here and think exactly what I want to say and what I want to do, but when we get out there, Tim's going to phrase a question a certain way, or Andy's going to interrupt me to say something in a good way, and like, it's going to mutate and change, right? I think that's one of the things I love so much about how we review games on the podcasts versus how I reviewed games at IGN in the written form, is like, when you write a review, it's just you. You sit there, you write, you do your thing, you try to cover all your points, you try to say what you're saying, and it's strictly you, right? Like, there's an editor, don't get me wrong, but like, it's solo work, whereas the podcast is a team effort. The podcast is collaborative. It is jazz, right? Like, I could sit here and think about all the things I want to say and how I exactly want to say them, but when we get there, I won't have that opportunity that way. It's why I think sometimes when, let's go around the table real quick, what does everybody give it as a score? Like, you know, you'll see some of us go way too long. What was it? It was the last one. The last review that we were all on. It would have been one of the big games we just did. I guess Baldur's Gate, right? Baldur's Gate, when it, like, I gave Blessing shit, when Tim asked, just like, what do you give a score? And then he went on for like 2 minutes, and I turned to Andy. I'm like, didn't he just say, just, you know what I mean? Like, you want to get those moments out and take advantage of them because you know you won't get that again. By the time the ball gets back to you or it goes the next thing or da 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 da. But it's also so great about you know, talking about something and reminding you of something, disagreeing, you know, at least that and the other. Like, I love fertile ground. I love the idea that we're going to, I know today's going to be a great podcast. I know today's show is going to be great because we're all coming in so well prepared, so versed in this game, and I can't wait to see how all the opinions differ or are the same. You know what I mean? Maybe we're all exactly on the same page and we all exactly feel the same way, but I'm incredibly excited. Not to mention that, again, as a moving away from the review so much and just as a moment in time for both the industry of, hey, Todd Howard's putting on another game, also how we're covering it, right? Like, I was in a meeting with Mike. We do weekly one-on-ones all of Kinda Funny does this with the manager and the employee or the partner or whatever. And yesterday I was like, all right, cool. And we're talking about the Starfield stream we're doing, obviously. Remember, tomorrow the review posts at 9 a.m. on Thursday, Pacific time, West Coast, Best Coast. And then, of course, at the exact same time, we're starting the Starfield marathon stream that'll go for as long as you want. Remember, it's only on Twitch because YouTube's weird about how long a stream can go. So, like, Games Daily will still be streamed to YouTube. Excuse me. But the Starfield stream itself is just a Twitch thing. Anyways, and I turned him like, and what's your headline for XCast this week? And he looked at me, he's like, the Starfield FAQ. I was like, right, fuck. Like, I was like, can you, and I slammed my hand on the table, like, can you believe it's this week? Like, it still doesn't feel like we're right here on the cusp of this. And so, like, you're going to have this great review where Paris is in. So excited for that. The next day, you're going to have this awesome FAQ, which I didn't even realize Mike had to tell me yesterday. The first time Paris, Gary, and Mike have been at the desk together to do an XCast in the studio. Fucking insane. And then, you know, and by the way, of course, writing with your FAQ questions tomorrow. When you read all these reviews, you have a few hours to read the reviews, watch our video, watch every other video, and then be like, this question wasn't answered, or this, I want more clarification on that. You write into the XCast with that so we can get those questions on the FAQ that we're doing and having that up. But besides that, then we're starting this crazy marathon stream, right, of go as long as you want kind of thing. Like, there's so much cool shit happening right now. Blessing was the producer on a whole bunch of TikTok content, so we have a whole bunch of different videos and stuff going up there that Roger's been editing or working with editors on and stuff. Like, it's an all-hands-on-deck situation. It's a big game. It's one of those big games that is right in our vein, in our wheelhouse, I guess, in terms of what we all play, rather than it be like, oh, here's Street Fighter. Blessing's super excited for it. You know what I mean? Like, that's a different thing than this game, so... It feels like an E3 morning almost, right? Like, we're going in to make all this cool content. We're going in to do this stuff that I'm super excited to talk about and see what everybody thinks about and criticize. But it's a good day. I'm excited for this. So thank you for this life as always. Thank you for your support and caring about it. We got 2 more days left in this month before I get to welcome the new folks. Yeah, Friday's September 1st, right? What a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to listen to that Imagine Dragons song again. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.